Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast, Sam Crowley, followed, by the way, on Twitter by Barack Obama. So regardless of your political leaning, how many of you are followed by the President of the United States? Boom, baby. Here we go. Hey, it's Friday. It's a getaway day. Congratulations to everybody in the cubicle. You made it another day. TGIF stands for, at least in the entrepreneurial world, thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm free. But you know how it goes when you've got the job. It's dress down day. Congratulations to all the middle-aged men out there allowed to wear a pair of khakis and loafers today. You've earned it. You've earned it, man. Put a little skip in that step. You're nobody's fool. Hey, speaking of Fridays, I found a great quote. Oh, let me just do a station identification. If you're brand new listening to this show, good Lord, I apologize. It's going to go catch up, rewind back a few years. Listen to about 300 shows, and then you'll kind of get it. You'll kind of catch up where the rest of us are, and it'll all start to make sense. But if it's the first time listening to your show, to this show, you're like, oh my, what did I do? What's this train wreck I just got in the middle of? It's okay. We'll pick it back up for you. You'll be okay. It'll be all right. Just listen. Listen to the end of the show. Just listen to the end of the show, okay? Listen to the end of the show. This is going to be a good one. This can be a good one, all right? Also, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, today's podcast, let's hear a word from our sponsor, who is Sam Crowley. Hi, my name's Sam Crowley. I run the number one podcast in the motivational sector on iTunes. I'd like to share with you a new product called 6 Days of Saturday Blowout Sale. 22 hours of audios. You can reserve yours right now and download them immediately. Do you like this podcast? You're going to love the 6 Days of Saturday Blowout Sale. Head on over right now. Run. Don't walk. To 6days.net. That's 6days.net. Download your it's not free. It's almost free, though. 22 hours. It should be charging $22,000 for that product. Go to 6days.net. Take me with you everywhere you go. The park, the gym, doing the dishes, mowing the lawn, walking the dog. It doesn't matter. If you like the podcast, man, just take it to steroid level, and that's what that is. 6days.net. 6days.net. So here we are. It's a Friday. It's a fun day, but every day that ends in Y is your day, right? Here's the quote I put on my Facebook wall. Stop waiting for Friday, for summer, for someone to fall in love with you, for life. Happiness is achieved when you stop waiting for it and make the most of the moment you are in now. Make the most of the moment you are in now. We do a horrible job of that, don't we? So don't we do just a terrible job of making the most of the moment we're in now because we're worried about tomorrow, thinking about yesterday, never living in the present. That's why it's called the present, because it's such an incredible gift to both you and I. But we're not going to live in the moment. We're going to stress about what's coming up and worry about when fear and all this stuff, even though we know that nothing's going to change if you worry about it. Never has there been a person in the history of the world that worried so much about an event that they were able to change it. But you're going to. Oh, are you going to? You're going to be the individual who actually changes that. I'm going to worry and it's going to just make it so much better. No, you're not. And no, it won't. All right. So let's talk about what you need to do today. Today, here's what I want you to do. Okay. I want you to go to a Mercedes dealership. I want you to walk in with your chest out, shoulders back, head up, and walk like you got that $1 million strut. You know what I'm talking about. It's that strut, man. You know it when you see it. Somebody walks into the room, you're like, oh, they got that strut. Right. When you walk into the Mercedes dealership, I want you to do one of these things. snap your finger. Hello, yeah, salesman, please. Salesman, please. I'm looking at cars. Oh, okay. And immediately it's the way you carry yourself. It has nothing to do. I don't care if you drove a 1984 Yugo into the lot. Go park it around the corner and walk with that. With that strut. With that strut into the dealership. Take whatever car you want. Don't choose the $200,000 car. By the way, yes, they have $200,000 Mercedes in the showroom. All right. I'd pick something maybe around the $60,000, $70,000 mark, which isn't difficult to do on the Mercedes lot, pretty much every car. And let them know. You're looking for a smooth ride, four-door, sedan. This is your first time in a Mercedes. It's time to upgrade. You're ready. You're just ready right now. Now, you're probably not going to buy it. Matter of fact, if I wouldn't recommend you buy it, even if you could buy it today. Just take it for a test drive and see how it feels, man. When you get in the car, here's what I want you to do. I want you to bring with you. Now, follow me here, all right? I want you to bring with me a little cup, whether it's a mug that you drink water out of. Not a mug. You know what I'm talking about. Something you can put a cap on, okay? Something you can put a cap on. And what I want you to do is I want you to scoop up that new car smell into that cup, all right? Into that little lid. So put the lid, smack it right on, seal it tight. Get that new car smell. You know what I'm talking about, that new car smell. Seal it tight, put it in your bag. You got that. That's what you're going to smell, man, every day when you wake up. You're going to smell that Mercedes new car smell, all right? So take that thing for a test drive. You got your air. You got your new car smell tight, sealed with the lid on it in the cup. You're going to grip that steering wheel, baby, 2 and 10 right there, and you're going to drive that thing out of the lot. The salesman's with you, that's okay. Preferably not. Yeah, I don't need you to ride with me, man. But if he's there, she's there, it's okay. Take it for a ride and ride that baby hard, man. That's what Mercedes are for. It's a German engineering, man. Hug the corners at 50 miles an hour and just give that thing the gas and feel it. And just feel what it's like. Now, me, I'm not that impressed by cars, but let me tell you why I'm telling you to do this. This is what I did in 2009 before my million-dollar product launch. The reason I had a million-dollar launch isn't because I drove a Mercedes. It was because of the mindset, though. I had to get myself in the mindset. And I took a $110,000 Mercedes convertible. True story. Me and the world-famous Billy Donovan right here. Not the Billy Donovan coach of the OKC Thunder. It doesn't. A different Billy Donovan. And he's a buddy of mine, and we went test driving cars, and that's the one I chose. $105,000, $110,000 Mercedes convertible silver. It was an SL550, something like that. You car heads know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you, man, we got that thing on I-71. Watch the heck out. Gun that thing. I was safe, although we probably should have both been wearing helmets like they do in those demo shows. And let me tell you, man, that thing, I'm not a car freak. Like, I'm happy. At the time, I was driving a Honda Civic. Didn't even have electric locks on it, okay? Four-door little thing. I think I paid, you know, 12 grand for. And I upgraded to this thing, which cost 100 grand more. Upgrading in the sense of doing a demo drive. Holy cow. Holy cow, all right? We got. I won't say how fast we were going. We had that thing going pretty good. But the most fun was on the back roads, man, around Cincinnati where there wasn't any traffic. And Cincinnati's pretty hilly in parts. You know, it's really like way down, up, massive hills. And we had that thing hugging every corner. And, oh, it was amazing. Drove it back to the lot. Guy goes, what do you think? I say, hey, it's a nice car. He's like, okay. It's 110 grand. Of course it's a nice car. Wait, you want it? I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm going to go test drive some other cars. Looking at some Lexus, Infiniti, things like that. But what's your name? Can I have your card? Joe. Okay, hey, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. My name's Sam. Hey, Sam, you got a phone number? You know, I don't really want to get my cell phone out. I get bombarded. Really super busy. But let me tell you something. If and when I decide to come back, this is the car. Or maybe even something else on the lot. But boy, Mercedes, amazing. You know, treat the guy with respect. But hey, this is all about you. Why are you doing what you're doing? Because you can. You know, you can afford a Mercedes, maybe not a $105,000 car. There's no reason you can't jump into a 40 grand Mercedes. It just isn't. Or whether it's a BMW, a Lexus, whatever it is. And I'm not going anti-Dave Ramsey here telling everybody to go into debt. Don't do that, you know. But the mindset, it's hilarious. You see somebody driving a Beamer or a Lexus or Infiniti and they're like, oh, what a snob. Eh, snob. Car payment's probably $400 a month or less. Maybe they put way more money down. Maybe it's $200 a month. Maybe they paid cash. Or maybe they financed the entire thing and their payment's $500 a month and that's their bonus. You know, if you wanted to go buy a super nice car to remind yourself why you work so hard in your job or your business every day and your car payment was $400 a month, not talking about insurance, gas, upkeep, anything like that, but new cars don't require any repair or maintenance. Most new car companies now, the first 2 years of the maintenance is free. It's included. Free oil changes, all that good stuff. Okay. But let's say that it was $100 more a week. That was your reward for working 80-hour weeks to get your business up and running or to keep your business going well. $100 a week? Okay. Count me in. $15 a day I got to make to drive that car I'm in. If that's what's going to incentivize you, I'm just trying to get you in the mindset, hey, go to a dealership today, this weekend, all right? Get yourself in that Beamer, Infiniti, Lexus, Mercedes, whatever it is, man, 50, 60, 80, 90, $100,000 car. Doesn't matter. It's not like somebody's going to say, I need to see a copy of your bank statement. You can't drive this car. No. You walk in, man, with those shoulders, the chest out, a smile like you ate a banana sideways, okay? And you snap your fingers. Excuse me. May I see some of your cars here? No, you don't got to be a jerk. I sounded like kind of a snob. That's okay, man. It's okay. You're in character. What if you were in character like that every day? Not the snob. Not the car, please, James. I just mean, yo, I got it working. You want to see how I got this damn thing working? Come on, man. Let's do the okey-doke. Let's make every day Saturday. Come on, baby. And you get that kind of mindset going. Ain't no, you're unstoppable, man. You go back and then go back to work. Here's what I want you to do. You leave that test drive. I want you to go right back to your office. Whatever it is you got to do, man. Whatever it is you're doing that day. And you let me know how your productivity level is for just a couple hours. Oh, and by the way, grab that cup. That new car smell. Oh, that new car smell. And you tell me, is every day Saturday? Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.